second. Nail nails through his hands. Nail nails through his feet. Praise God, lift him up high. Somebody pierced him in the side. But my God, he reached out there. Took him down over that cross. Praise God. And put him in a mortal grave. I tell folks all the time. My friend, because the bar is stuck, and we don't give it back. If the bar is something, give it back. Praise God, we put him in a bar to breathe. And after 3 days, 3 nights, Bible tells me that Jesus got up out of that grave. To you and I today, let me into your heart, because one day, each of us, that Jesus the name is coming, we're gonna lay down this old life, and praise God, just like we laid down.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power, beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
We're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate his death, resurrection, by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress.
Also, we have an anniversary. Brother and sister Darrell and Jackie Woods. Happy anniversary. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. That's a fine thing. Amen. Because we need some people to stay together now. Amen. This morning, I would like for you to turn with me to Matthew's Gospel.
All right, brother.
Good to see you, Sister Mildred. Amen, Sister Mildred, I can't think of the last name. I get one of them. Yeah. Amen. Matthew chapter number 6. And on this Father's Day, we're going to talk about another father. And I just want to read verses 6 through 9, and I'm going to stop there. Everybody got it? Say amen.
Amen.
Anybody need a little more time? Say hold on. Somebody say hold on. I'm going to wait on you. That wasn't no deacon said it, was it? Amen. And it reads, beginning at verse 6 of the 6th chapter of Matthew, to say, but you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your doors, pray to your Father who is in secret, in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask. In this manner, therefore pray, our Father in heaven. I'm going to stop right there. Y'all know the rest of the prayer. I want to talk from the subject, our Father. Our Father. God, our Father, we thank you now for another opportunity to stand and to preach your word. We ask now that you grant us a fresh anointing of your spirit, and that anointing grant us preaching power. And Lord, we be careful to give you all the praise. It is in the strong and mighty name of Jesus the Christ Our Lord, we pray and thank you. Amen. Our Father. So today on this Father's Day, we are going to talk about one who is a father above all fathers. He is our Father. Everyone who claims him as Father, everyone who's saved and been born again, he is our Father. And so let me begin by saying how fitting it is to have a special day to honor our earthly fathers. For this is a day that has been set aside to honor the one that God, our Father, has made the head of his household. In the book of Exodus, and Exodus 20 and 12, we read, honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land that God has given you. Now, the family structure is ordained by God, and that's why the basis for a stable society is a stable family. And so children are commanded to honor their fathers and mothers. Now, the word honor suggests the idea of taking parents seriously and giving them importance in one's life and attention to the plate to their place in life. But now, originally, this command was given to the adult men of Israel. This command demanded a special respect for the older people of the community. This command demanded honor for both the father and the mother. But now, today has been set aside to honor the fathers. But this morning, instead of talking about the model human father, I just want to talk a little bit about our Heavenly Father. Because as I've already said, to every Christian, he is our Father. For we note that during Jesus' earthly ministry here on earth, he always prayed to his Heavenly Father. Because his mission here on earth was to do his Father's will, and his Father was always there for him. Unlike a lot of fathers today, our Heavenly Father is always there to hear our prayers. He's always there to meet our needs. Are you here with me? In other words, unlike many earthly fathers who are just baby daddies and not fathers, our Father is always there for us, because a real father is one who takes care of his children and his family. And not only that, he leads them in serving and following the Lord. And so in the Bible, we note that Jesus prayed to his Heavenly Father, and his prayer contained great lessons for fathers and families today. And so let's see what the model prayer that we call also the Lord's Prayer has to say on this Father's Day as we talk from the subject, Our Father. Well, the first thing we know in the text is that it speaks of the Heavenly Father in verse 9. Note he says, Our Father in heaven. My brothers and sisters, as earthly fathers, we need to learn from the Heavenly Father how to be good fathers and how to be godly fathers. And that's why fathers ought to be the ones that lead their families to God and lead their families in attending the worship service and not sending them, allowing them to remain home or place the responsibility solely on the mother. Are you here? But by being an example and leading their families by example. And in so doing, fathers would learn how the Heavenly Father loves us and how he cares for us. Note verse 26 of this same chapter revealed that if our Father in heaven cares for and feeds the birds of the air, surely he cares for us who are made in his own image and his likeness. And not only that, he longs to take away all of our fears. For again, we note in verse 34 of this same chapter, he says, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. You have enough to worry about today. But now let me say that every father is not a child of the Heavenly Father, because many fathers are children of the devil.
And so how does one become a child of God? Or how does one become, amen, one of the Heavenly Father's children? We become his children by faith in his Son, Jesus Christ. But we know in John 1:12, Jesus said, but as many, the Bible says, many had received him, talking about Jesus, to them he gave power to become the son of the children of God, even to those who believe on his name. And so as Christians, we need to appreciate our Father. We need to appreciate our Father's care. As earthly fathers, we need to imitate our Father's care by caring and taking care of our children, just as our Heavenly Father takes care of us. And so the Lord's Prayer speaks of our Heavenly Father, but it also, it speaks of our future. Because we know in verse 10, it says, your kingdom come. In the old King James Version, it says, thy kingdom come. Well, what does this mean? Now, my brothers and sisters, praying for God's will to be done is praying for God's kingdom or God's rule to come among us. For his kingdom comes when his will is done here on earth. But how does that speak to our future? Well, it speaks to our future because it says to us that our tomorrows are safe in the hands of the Lord. Yes, today we are faced with all types of violence and crimes and sorrows, but when God's kingdom, God's rule is fully come upon this earth, the Bible says, according to Revelation 21 and 4, that God will wipe all tears from our eyes. There'll be no more death, no sorrow, nor will there be any more crime. There'll be no more pain, for the former things will have passed away. Now, that says to us that our Heavenly Father has planned better times in the future for his children. And in the same way as earthly fathers, we must do our best, amen, for our children's future. And I know it may get hard sometimes, and it may seem that things are not working out the way that we planned. But there is a promise in this same chapter, verse 33, that says that we all need, and that we all need to stand on, that says, seek first the kingdom of God. Talking about God ruling our lives and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Now that means as Christian fathers, our first priority should be to seek, find, and follow the will of God. And so by trusting in the trustworthy, loving Heavenly Father, it will replace our worry, our anxiety, and fear in our lives concerning our future. But not only does the Lord's Prayer speak of our future, but it also speaks of food, if you notice it. In verse 11, he said, give us this day our daily bread. Now, fathers are generally the breadwinners in the family. And that's why the Bible says in 1 Timothy 5:8 concerning the father, he says, but if anyone does not provide for his own, especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel or an unbeliever. Here we see that the biblical faith places a high priority on the family, because meeting the needs of one family is part of God's Christian stewardship. And so to fail to fulfill any fulfill our family responsibility is really a sin, making one as untrue to the commitment of his commitment of faith to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because even non-believers provide the necessities of life for their family. Therefore, who don't even believe in God, who take good care of their family. Are you with me? And note how the Heavenly Father provides for our daily sustenance. He gives us the strength, and he allows us to acquire the skills to work, and in so doing, he gives us the provisions of having a job, having an income, so that we may be able to provide for our families. But not only does the Lord's Prayer speak of food, but it also speaks of forgiveness. Note verse 12, it says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Now here we see that our Heavenly Father forgives us so that we should also be able to forgive others. Meaning if our Heavenly Father, yes, Lord, was there for us, for whatever reason as Christians, and he forgave us as Christians, we ought to be able to forgive one another. We ought to be able to forgive our children, even when they go bad. You know, it's bad when a parent turns their back on the child. You know, and even when we mess up, the Father is always there, ready to forgive us. He tells us that we just confess our sins. He's faithful, and he's just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And therefore, as earthly fathers, we need to be forgiving people. We forgive because we have been forgiven. In other words, those who become children of God through the new birth have a special obligation to members of God's family and to other human beings to be forgiving, to have a forgiving spirit. My brothers and sisters, as believers in Christ, we are to forgive others as God in Christ has forgiven us. Note the Bible says to us in Ephesians 4:32, it says, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. But not only does the Lord's Prayer speak of forgiveness, but also it speaks of freedom. Note verse 13 says, lead us not into temptation. But now this isn't saying, nor does it mean that God tempts any of his children. Because the Bible says, according to James 1:13, let no man say when they are tempted, I'm tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted by evil. Meaning God is a just God. He neither does evil nor tempt anyone to do evil. Because righteousness is such a part of God that he will not tempt anybody to do wrong. Because his desire is to bring every person to do right. Point is, Satan, the devil, is the source of all temptation. And that's why we need to seek God's guidance in our lives and depend on God to lead us away from Satan and all of his methods. Because yielding to temptation actually brings bondage. And therefore, in this petition to our Father in heaven, we're asking God to guide us so that we will not get out of his will and get involved in situations of yielding to temptation. And so to lead us not in temptation speaks of freedom because according to 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says we are tempted in the same way that everyone else is tempted. But God can be trusted not to let you be tempted too much. For he will show you a way of escape from all temptation. Meaning God will give us the power to overcome temptation. And so when we give in to temptation, it means that we did not take the help that's available to us through our Heavenly Father. And so the Lord's Prayer speaks of freedom, because when the Lord makes us free, we are free indeed. Well, finally, before anybody tries to take a nap, concerning this future, this forgiveness and this freedom, it speaks of forever, because our Heavenly Father is eternal. And he's concerned about where we will spend eternity. And so let me ask all of the fathers this morning, those who are here in the sanctuary, and we have those who are probably listening by way of radio. Do you care about the eternal welfare of your children and your family? Well, if so, as fathers, or even mothers in the absence of fathers, you ought to be doing as God's word command in Proverbs 22:6. It's a train up a child in the way that it should go. When it is old, it will not depart. But they will come back to the Lord. Because when they come to themselves, they'll begin to remember your teachings. They'll begin to remember your love. They'll begin to remember your care. How many times on life's journey, when you found yourself in trouble, you begin to remember what your father, what your mother told you a long time ago. In the same way, your children remember your leadership. They remember your godly example as a father and mother, and they will return. But now, if you're not saved, you cannot be a godly example for your children nor your family to follow. And so the question is, as fathers, are you a child of the Lord, or are you a child of the devil? Now, if you're not a child of God this morning, all you got to do is step out on faith and receive Jesus as saving Lord of your life. I heard the Bible says, if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, he said, you will be saved. Ain't God all right? And as I try to move to the close, my brothers and sisters, true praying is a family affair. And that's why we say, Our Father. If members of the family are not getting along with one another, then how can we claim to have a right relationship with our Heavenly Father? Because we show our love for God according to the Bible by showing our love for one another. And that's why forgiveness is so important, because forgiveness belongs to the matter of fellowship. Because if we're not in fellowship with God, how can we effectively pray to God? But my fellowship with others and with my family helps determine my fellowship with God. Meaning forgiveness is so important. That's why our Heavenly Father, yes, Lord, he loves us so much in spite of ourselves. And then he allowed him who knew no sin to become sin for us. Hey, God, all right. And so if we are to become better fathers, we must follow the example of our Heavenly Father. For he is an approachable Father, meaning as human fathers, we must be approachable. In other words, our children should be able to come to us about anything, because our Heavenly Father is very approachable by those who need him. And also, he is an affectionate Father. But many times, we as men today feel that it isn't really manly to show affection. But our Heavenly Father gives us a picture of being affectionate and what love is, because the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Our Father in heaven, I tell you, he had love. He had love for all of us, and he displayed this love while we were yet sinners. He sent his only begotten Son to die that we might live, whom he raised up from the grave 3 days later with all power in heaven and earth in his hand, so that we might be able to find forgiveness of sin and receive everlasting life. And so on this Father's Day, let us remember the example of our Heavenly Father, who loves us unconditionally, who loves us in spite of ourselves, who loves us in spite of our failure. If we become, want to become better fathers, we must follow his example. When we pray, he says, our Father, help us to honor your name. Come and set up your kingdom so that everyone on earth will obey you as you are obeyed up in heaven. Give us food for the day. Forgive us for our wrongdoing as we forgive others. Keep us from being tempted, and protect us from all evil. And so on this Father's Day,